All right, folks, your live video background is very important. Let's talk about it. Yes, your live video background is very important, folks. I mean, what can I say? Have you ever seen anybody where they go live or they do videos and their background is a white wall? Or their background is a white wall with like an orange candle hanging from, you know, it's on a little shelf or something, but it's like there's an orange candle. Cool. That's a hell of a decoration, dude. Orange candle. Or their background is a mess. Actually, some might think of that as my background. I've got a lot of tech on my background. But, you know, people might look at it and say, oh, that's just a damn disaster behind you. You know, you got to think about what's in your background, especially when you think about what it is you're selling. I'll give you an example. This is something that's not related to live video or even video content creation, but this is a background problem. I remember this meme that went around one time, and it was a girl posing for a personal ad on Craigslist, of all places. And the girl was in her bathroom, and she held the phone above her head, and she pointed the phone down at her, and she's looking up at the phone, and she's puckering her lips like girls think that that's hot. Like they think they look better in pictures when they pucker their lips, like a duck lip or whatever. She's doing that, and she's trying to look all hot and sexy. Remember, she's in her bathroom. Okay, so it's probably like a little apartment bathroom because it's a tiny bathroom. And she's got the camera above her head, like towards the ceiling, pointing down at her. And you can see into her toilet. And she didn't flush. And it was number two. Floating right on top. Okay, that's an ugly visual, right? I get it. But the girl is trying to sell hotness. She's got her butt sticking out. She's puckered her lips. She's got her makeup on. She's trying to look all hot and sexy. And it's all spoiled by the background. Okay? That can happen in your videos. You can do everything you can to make it look all great. You got the right camera. You got the right lens. You got the writing light. You fixed your hair so it's just perfect. You're wearing the right shirt that you're so happy with and proud of and can't wait for people to see it. And you got everything the way you want. And then your background looks like crap. So you need to think about your background. You know, the plain white background doesn't work. I mean, Neil Patel does a lot of videos where he's standing up and he's got a white background. People do videos and they've got like a charcoal background or they've got, you know, it's one thing if you, like that's your signature style and you're using an actual backdrop so that there's a video quality to it to where it truly looks like you have a white background. Like a solid white background that is endless, infinity, right? It's another thing to have a drywall that's painted over behind you, you know, like a textured drywall or something that's just white. And it's obvious that that's just a wall. It's not like you're in front, like you're sitting on the couch in your living room and you just got the top of the couch behind you and the wall, or you're sitting in your office. Like right now I have too much wall. Mine's not white, but in my office, when I do videos right now, I have too much of this taupe wall. And this is exactly what I'm talking about. It's terrible. I've been trying to decide what to do with my background for the longest time. And people out there who broadcast, who have that white background or who have the orange candle or whatever, you know, they, out of fairness to them, they might be in a spot where they don't have room, they don't have money, or they're in the process of thinking about it and they can't conclude on how to do it and how to get the right background. I get it. I totally get it. And I'd rather you create content than not create content. I totally get it. I'm not shitting all over anybody in their endeavors. Not at all. It's just one of those things that you want to think about as soon as you can. You want to get the ball rolling on doing something a little better. Now, right now I have a taupe background, which is the color of the wall. It's taupe, or it's some sort of a dark tan grayish something. And it looks good. I like this room being dark. I don't like white walls. I hate white walls. Okay. And I don't have anything hanging on the wall at all. I have a cabinet full of books and all sorts of things that are important to me. Behind me, old yearbooks and cigar books. I'm a cigar smoker. When I got into cigars, I bought a lot of cigar books, and some of them are worth money now. Not a lot. I'd never get rich, but I could sell some of these books. I might have got $15 in them, and I with shipping and all, and now they're $200 books because they're out of print. No one sells them, and you can't find them. But anyway, on top of this cabinet, I've got lenses and tripods and video cameras and iPads, and I've got all sorts of stuff here. And it's just this big mess of equipment. And I've arranged it in a way so that it looks pretty good. And I want it to look like, this is my lab. I'm a mad scientist of video and camera equipment, and this is my lab. Okay? But I don't like it. I think it looks cluttered. I think it doesn't look, some people might look at it and think, hey, that's a really cool background. It's different. I kind of look at it like, I want a TV or two back there, mixed in with some lenses and things. I want it to look nice. I'd like to have some shelving. I don't know what I want yet. And I just keep putting it off. I'd like to have some plants back there. I love plants. You should see my backyard and my garden. My mom builds my garden, but then I maintain it and water it and care about it and trim some things back and that sort of thing. My mom builds it. She's a landscape architect. So my backyard is killer. I love plants, and plants really make your background look good. But anyway, think about your background. Look at your videos. Look at other people's videos and think about how you can mix it up and have a great background. Look at Nick Nimmin. Look at Brian G. Johnson. Look at Daryl Leaves. Look at Owen Video. Look at Stephanie Liu. I mean, there's a lot of people that you can look at and think, okay, what are they doing with their background? What makes theirs great? I think Stephanie's is white. I'm not a white guy, but hers looks good. Like, if you want to do a white background and have a real clean, crisp Crate and Barrel white, everything's white, looks great. The one thing about having a white background and white anything is that the lighting that you get can be pretty good. And it could also probably be hard to work with sometimes, but it could also be really good. A lot of natural light and that sort of thing. But look at these people and see. Look at me. Maybe in 6 months I've got something that's worth looking at, and you can learn off me. Hey, Todd.Live on Instagram if you want to talk further. I'll talk to you tomorrow, folks.